You know, they created this carbon footprint lie. The reason they created the carbon footprint lie is a one world ecumenical movement, but they're not going to use it for religion. They're going to use it for secular. They're going to try to bring everybody together, which is impossible in the energy of the flesh. It's only by the spirit. And so this carbon movement was a lie. And you see Bill Gates get up there 5 or 10 years ago. He says, we got to reduce the carbon. They wanted to get rid of cows, which is stupid. Then they wanted to get rid of the humans. Bill Gates put the equation up there and said the way to reduce carbon is get rid of humans. He put the mosquitoes in Africa to kill the Africans. They're trying to reduce the population in the world. So this mask, what is happening? You're breathing out CO2. Right? He said in the equation he's wanting to get rid of carbon. Don't you want to wake up? Don't you want to see what's really going on? He's saying get rid of the carbon, and he puts a mask on you and tries to give you a vaccine, which you don't even need, and more people die of the flu than this. The whole thing's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. If you put a mask on, the mask, according to some of the articles I kind of glanced over, the carbon gets in the mask. He's trying to kill you. They're trying to kill the human population is what they're trying to do. I don't know if they're reptilian shapeshifters or what, but they're not human anymore. They're demonic. The Bible talks about, in the tribulation, talks about don't come down from your house, don't come down from the mountains, because there's going to be like a great constriction. A constriction, a snake. If they could get your whole atmosphere constricted where you couldn't breathe, that's what they would do. A great constriction. If you go into the Greek, the Great Tribulation talks about a great constriction. Don't come off your housetops. Don't come out from the mountains. So it's something on the ground level that you'd be breathing that would kill you. It says, don't come off the house. Don't get off. If you're on the housetop, don't come down. If you're in the mountains, don't come down. It's a great constriction. Great tribulation. It's there. It's in the Bible. This whole thing is a lie, people. The whole thing is a scam. All you have to do is study Bill Gates, a little bit of what he said, and realize that man is a demon. He's a demon. He's a demon. He's a reptilian. He's Kermit the Frog, and he's got Miss Piggy beside him. It looks just like each. They match the reality. The fractal holds. This is real. This is real, people. Come out of the delusion and realize the cartoons and the movies are actually written by man, and man's inside of the system of God, and it's inside the Bible, and the book of Revelation is telling you what's going to happen before it happens, and the movies have to line up with it. They can't write outside the Bible. You can't think outside the Bible. You're in it. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. You can't think outside of it. It's not even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared. And so if it's written in the Bible, the prophets spoke. And so the movies and all that, it's inside the Bible. And so the characters in 3D script, the cartoon characters in 3D walking around like Bill Gates, they're working in the Bible. He's an antichrist spirit. He's not the antichrist, but he's one of them. You see? You can't work outside. It doesn't matter what movie, time travel. You're a time traveler already. No movies outside the Bible. And so no cartoons outside the Bible. No nursery rhymes outside the Bible. Everything's inside God's program of this thing coming to an end. And you see Revelation being trying to be fulfilled before the rapture. And you see Bill Gates trying to bring it on. because they can't, the goat and the snake has to work according to their character in the script of the Bible in 3D.